Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Alex is looking for a second date update with Morgan, and he's here to fill us in. Morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning. I've been listening to you ever since my mom would drive me to school in like 7th grade. So,
a couple of years.
Yeah, just a couple of years. Now I'm divorced with a kid, so I guess I've been around a lot of drama in my life.
I guess. A lot has happened in your life.
Yeah, but, excuse me, I just got back into dating, and I don't know, it's been like interesting with like all this pandemic stuff.
How has it been different? Just in the way dating has changed?
Yeah, just like when we're getting back out there and it seems like people are. So there's been opportunities to meet people. So I've been like, you know, going out on a few little dates here and there. But I met a couple of people and I really liked this one. Her name was Megan. And we met for drinks and we talked for like an hour. I thought we got along great. She's hilarious and, you know, has a great sense of humor, and we clicked like I thought we did. We just like talked about our families and our jobs and what we're looking for in a relationship. And I don't know. I can't think of any real awkward moment, and it just felt like there was a physical attraction. So like, I don't know.
So if you were sensing a physical attraction, did you try to take it further?
Well, I mean, keeping, you know, everything in mind, like, you know, at the end of the date, I walked her to her car and we hugged and that was it. You know, and I said, like, I'll talk to you later. And she smiled and said, okay. And that was it.
So you guys did not hook up that night.
We did not hook up that night. But like I said, we did hug. So I'll take it.
Yeah. So that was about how long ago?
3-4 days ago.
Okay. So not too long. But
long enough.
Yeah, long enough. And you've reached out, I assume, via text or maybe left a voicemail. What's your approach been?
I've been texting because, you know, I don't know.
Because we don't call people anymore.
Exactly. Why do that?
I heard they outlawed that. Yeah, I think that's against the law now.
Yeah.
No one talks on the phone, Jeff, except for us.
Right. No response at all? Not even like a polite blow off?
No, I mean, at the beginning it was like, you know, because I said like, hey, how are you? She's like, good, how are you? And that's really about it, you know? And
Worse.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the emphatic, clearly defined blow off when they're just kind of leaving you hanging out there. I almost feel that's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So you want us to call her?
Please.
All right. Now I have anxiety. I don't know what we're walking into here, Alex, but we'll make the call because that's our job, damn it.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, guys, so thanks.
No problem. We'll do it next. The second date update continues here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, well, now that the shutdown is over, Alex has been dipping his toes back into the pool, back into the dating pool. You know, this is a guy who's divorced. He's got a couple of kids. So he's no stranger to drama, which is why he's cautiously easing his way back in. He met Megan, who was a standout. Some of the other women he's dated would like to see her again. 4 days have passed. She's clearly blowing him off. So we're going to see what Megan's deal is and what she thinks of Alex and if there's a possibility we can get these two together again. Anything else that we need to add to the recap here, Alex, or maybe something that you remembered that you didn't mention before?
No, I mean, that's everything in a nutshell.
Well, let's call Megan. Megan.
Yeah? Hi.
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How you doing this morning?
How's it going?
We're doing great.
Everybody's here. You're on speakerphone. You got a few minutes?
Okay.
She knows.
She knows.
Second date update.
There you go.
Hello.
We got a phone call about you from one of your fans. We spoke to Alex.
The Germ Factory.
The Germ Factory?
No, okay. So I'm not a total germaphobe. I'm really not. Like, I'm not out there, like, freaking covering myself in antibacterial gel. Like, I'll wear a mask if it's required. I'm just trying to be responsible, you know?
Yeah.
But I just think he's playing clueless. Like, he was coughing and sneezing like crazy. He never once covered his mouth. I just like, come on. I don't know. I almost said something, but I didn't know what to say. And he seemed like a really nice guy, and I enjoyed talking to him, but I was just kind of grossed out. And at the end, when he walked me his car, I remember you guys said on the air one day, like, it was safer to hug than it is to shake hands.
Yes.
So I hugged him.
Fewer germs that way. Uh-huh.
So I just don't understand how you can be so oblivious these days. Like, I would just have a tough time dating someone who's so unaware of what's going on in the world. Like, there's just no excuse right now.
Okay. Well, as you know, we have Alex on the line. He's hearing all of this. Alex, your reaction?
I have allergies. So, like, I'm able to clear my throat a couple of times, but I wouldn't say I was, like, coughing all over the place.
Okay, you were. I mean, it's just something you obviously do all the time. You're just totally clueless to it. Ask your friends. Ask your family.
This kind of reminds me of the guy that kept scratching his balls and didn't realize he was doing it in public.
The excessive toucher.
Yeah, I know some people like that.
Yeah.
They like, especially when they're driving, they just can't keep their hand off of it.
No, I've seen that too. That's kind of, I guess it's kind of the same. There's a guy in college who would just wear sweatpants all the time. So he was always like moving it around. You're like, come on. But it was just a lot of throat clearing, but it was also like sniffle. He wiped his face with his hand, which also made me like, oh, I'm not touching that. It was just so... I can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
Prior to COVID times, would that be something that bothered you?
Wiping your face with your hand? Yeah, I would say so.
Ew, yeah.
So it was that obvious.
Yeah.
It wasn't, not talking just like a brush to the side of the nose or a little swipe.
No, it was constant, and it was a lot of throat clearing and just like, ugh. And I, I don't know, especially now, but like, even then, like the aggressive nose wipe with your hand, like you just never want to see that. It's just not a hot move, you know?
Mm-hmm. Alex, I'm sorry, man. Sometimes you get the brutal truth on Second Date Update. That's the risk you take when you come on Second Date Update, man.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, do you think is what she's saying wrong? Do you think any of this is unfair?
I think it's being blown out of proportion, but... Man. Whatever. I mean, I guess people are hyper aware. I don't know. I don't think that it was as bad as she's saying it is.
Well, maybe take like Claritin or something if you think it's allergies.
I actually noticed
weird.
Like in the beginning of this call that he did clear his throat twice.
that he went
like that. And I was like, oh, I wonder if like he just.
I thought he was just nervous.
Yeah. Maybe that's like a nervous thing he does.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wish you're really nice. It's just not for, you were just not a good fit. And also like you should maybe wear a mask more or something. I don't know. Cause it's like, it's just.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how much more hyper aware we are of things like this that we may not have noticed. Like, I don't know if I really notice people cough into their hands now instead of coughing into their elbow.
I noticed people coughing, period.
She looked at me during that.
Before, I never did.
I did not.
Yeah.
Not in an
accusatory
way. Well,
if they're going to cough into their hand, they're going to go touch a doorknob. Like, that's like the, right? Like,
yeah.
You don't want no droplets. No droplets.
I've actually become more self-conscious since COVID because now I feel like I got to explain what that cough was. So if I cough, I'm like, I'm just choking on my coffee. Don't worry. It's not COVID.
Yeah. I choked in public the other day, too.
Oh, yeah?
With a mask on. Yeah. And
it
sounded terrible, but it felt like it was one of those paper masks.
Yeah.
And I feel like I inhaled like a little piece of dust or a little piece of paper or something that then that then got stuck in my throat. And so the cough sounded, you know, like a it was a
like
dry
you were
cough.
Sick versus
right.
choking.
And of
yeah.
course I had no water and no water in sight. So all I could do was sit there and cough.
Oh, man.
Ew.
It was bad. I needed a lozenge.
Well, Alex, we appreciate you putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update. I hope this doesn't make you feel too self-conscious moving forward. And Megan, we don't always like the answer, but we appreciate the honesty. And thank you for coming on Second Date Update as well.
Sure. It was neat to hear your voice. I've never been on the radio before. So this is fun.
Well, we hope it's not the last time. Maybe under different circumstances.
Well, have a great day, guys.
You too. Take it easy.
You too. Take care. All right. If you need us for a Second Date Update, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.